Mix 93.3's Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico. Our last day to broadcast, Teresa.
That's right. We are here at the El Dorado Seaside Suites, and we've had a really great time all week long. We're actually going to talk to our bride here in just a second. This is normally where we do things we can't make up, brought to you by...
Brought to you by the Village of Briarcliff. Don't miss out on Restaurant Week at the Village of Briarcliff. Your taste buds are in for a treat at Piropos and Tres Omare. Restaurant weekends this Sunday, January 21st. For more information, visit thevillageatbriarcliff.com.
All right, so we have a great, great wedding that happened just the other day.
Yes, and Steve Serrano made a really great video for Adam and Sarah, and I guess your family got to see it, and they were watching a lot of the Facebook Live video. I told you I got the cutest little Facebook message that said, "How do we stream the wedding? I'm new to all this. Love, Grandma."
Love, Grandma.
So they got to watch it, and what were you saying, that you talked to your daughters?
Yeah, so right after dinner, our oldest Mia, she comes on, and she's just like, "We saw your wedding." I mean, first thing that came out of her mouth when we got on the phone. And then our three-year-old Evelyn pops on the phone, and she's like, "Mommy, are you a princess?" Aww. And I was like, yes, I am. Today, I was. But then it was so funny, because literally the next thing out of her mouth is, "Daddy, we saw you crying." And they just start laughing. And Adam's like, "Come on."
Now, real quick, how did it make you feel at your wedding that complete strangers who didn't know you, everybody was crying at your wedding?
I was telling Teresa and Tara this when I was up in the room getting ready, because I had like 8 people in my room getting ready with me. And my family wasn't able to make it down. My mom's amazing and watching the kids for us all week so that we didn't have to worry about them. And so it was, and plus it's been nice because Adam and I have been able just to kind of have our alone time and have that true honeymoon. And so I was telling Tara and Teresa when I was up in the room, like, even though I'm with a bunch of strangers, I feel like I have family here with me. Like,
I agree.
I mean, it's just the most amazing experience I could have ever imagined. I mean, I literally had 8 people up there oohing and aahing over me and helping me get ready. And these people, you know, making, like, Steve and Billy doing pictures and videos and everything else. I mean, and just truly caring about us having a great day. I mean, it felt like I had family there.
Oh,
it was amazing.
I'm so glad you feel that way. That makes me very happy. And Adam actually made an appearance at the foam party yesterday.
Yes.
Which was so fun. What did you think about that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it didn't taste the best. No. I'll be honest with that. I learned that the hard way, but it was so fun. I mean, and it went a long time.
I was
surprised how long it went.
Now, yeah. How did it happen? How did he sneak up on you?
He came up behind me. So he was over on our deck, and it was funny because I had gone over to him and I was like, "Hey, you know, how you doing?" He's like, "I'm doing good." And I was like, "You want to come join?" Like, joking. And he's like, "Nah, I'm good." And I'm like, "Okay." And he was like, "Go have fun." And I was like, "Okay." And I go back to it. And all of a sudden I feel someone come up behind me and puts foam in my face. And I'm like, "Who is touching me?" That's literally the first thought process that goes through my head. And then I hear him laughing, and I was like, "No."
He let loose. He was
he
at the foam party.
He
now,
did.
You need to go on, you know, our friend Jay French here from Ultimate Vacations. He takes a lot of great pictures and puts them on his Facebook, and we'll share them. You need to go to my Facebook and see the picture of me and Tara.
Getting
it's
it.
It's pretty awesome.
We are living our best life.
We're getting into it is probably a better way to say that, Tara.
Okay.
Dancing, having a good time. I'm going to say that my husband was the hit of the party with his amazing baseball hat that said, "White girl wasted."
Yep.
Yes. He's hilarious. Rocket, what'd you think of the phone party?
I watched it. I didn't get in. I'm too short.
Rocket's scared
always.
He would die, in the foam.
He was on the sidelines, fully covered, hat, sunglasses, double shirt.
I think he was wearing a muumuu.
Yeah, he wanted no part of that foam party.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a concert announcement coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll tell you how you can win tickets. And then Tabloid.
That's right. We'll talk about all of the movies coming out today. There's one with Chris Hemsworth, and we just figured out his wife stars in the movie, too.
Good morning, KC.